Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will take a look at the swing music of Artie Shaw, Ted Heath, Stan Kenton with singer June Christie, Jay McShann, Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington, and Jack Teagarden. Artie Shaw was a shy person who never wanted to be a darling of the celebrity gossip tabloids, but as the successful leader of a swing-era band, being very outspoken, tying the knot 8 times, and having affairs with several popular singers, and being very handsome isn't exactly the way to hide from the public. Poor Artie. This first set starts with a couple instrumentals, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues and Digga Digga Doo by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and then El Rancho Grande with a vocal by Tony Pastor, one of the band's saxophonists. Thank you.
London, out where the buffalo wander. As the eagle flying, I'm roping and a tying. I'm roping and a tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the gray city rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. Give me my bridle and my saddle and my old pinto I'll straddle. I'll get the cowboy a riding out where the rustlers are hiding.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. George Edward Ted Heath was born in London in 1902. His father was trumpeter and leader of a brass band. He and some friends used to play for commuters at London Bridge Station, where Ted was discovered by Jack Hilton. An American band was passing through London and needed a trombone player, so Ted went on tour until the band went broke, but Ted was introduced to jazz. Heath was hired for the house band at a club owned by an American, where he met Bunny Berrigan, the Dorsey Brothers, and Paul Whiteman. He played with several bands during the 20s and 30s. Heath befriended Glenn Miller while Miller was leading his Army Air Force band in England. Heath founded his own full swing band in 1944, which lasted until he suffered a cerebral thrombosis in 1964 and collapsed on stage. He died in 1969. Count Basie once said that the Heath Band was as good as any American band. Heath's orchestra was the most popular and successful post-war big band in England and recorded over 100 albums. Here's the Heath Orchestra at the end of the swing era with three instrumentals, all Duke Ellington compositions, Sultry Serenade, Air Conditioned Jungle, and Sophisticated Lady. Bye. This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. When Anita O'Day decided to leave Stan Kenton in 1945, Kenton invited the unknown 19-year-old Shirley Lester to audition. Kenton said, maybe for a few weeks, we'll see how it works out. She became June Christie and stayed for 5 years. During that time, she progressed from a little girl singer into a great jazz voice. Lined up are three songs with the Kenton Orchestra, Rika Jika Jack, Ain't No Misery in Me, and I'd Be Lost Without You.
Honey, I got some money. that you got a moon above and a man to love. I got some money, I got my honey, ain't no misery in me. You can have your toil and strife, I'm gonna get what I can from life. I can't lose, ain't got no blues, 'cause there ain't no misery in me. I'd be lost without you, maybe lose my mind. I'd be lost without you. Baby, I'm the kind who would never forget, always regret. If I should ever make you worry or fret, I would suffer each day, lose my appetite. I'd be wasting away, grieving every night. If you should ever tell me that it's over and through, I'd be lost without you. Each day, lose my appetite. I'd be wasting away, grieving every night. If you should ever tell me that it's over and through, I'd be lost without you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. James Columbus McShann, also known as Jay, was born in 1916 in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He said that his music education on the piano came from listening to Earl Hines' late-night broadcasts from the Grand Terrace Cafe. He began working around Oklahoma and Arkansas in 1931. In 36, he went to Kansas City and started his own combo, which eventually became a big band by 1940. This orchestra stayed together until 1944, when he was abruptly drafted into the Army. After the war, he led various combos and made his last recording in 2001 at 85. He passed away in 2006 at age 90. His nickname was Hootie. This set contains three works by the McShann Orchestra, two vocals by Al Kibler, Get Me On Your Mind and Wrong Neighborhood, and instrumental Say Forward, I'll March.
So blue. from crying for you. Never, ever have me on your mind. Dreaming, scheming, just to have and hold you. Trouble, trouble, that's all I find. I'm so blue from crying for you. Nothing I can do to lose you. I'm such a fool about you. That is why I stay in my solitude, sighing, crying. Why be so unkind? Please, dear, get me on your mind. Catch you, baby. Mama, please don't let me catch you in your sleep. Yes, I said, don't let me catch you, baby. Ooh, baby, please don't let me catch you in your sleep. I said, if I catch you, baby, ooh, I swear that'll be your end. Well, I talk to you, baby. Mama's way do no good. Yes, I talk to you, baby. But I swear it does no good. cause you got a bad habit, baby, of hanging out in the wrong neighborhood. I'm gonna need you, baby, until you learn the things that you should. Yes, I'm gonna need you, baby, until you learn the things that you should. Until you learn, baby, to stay out of the wrong neighborhood.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. It is said that the term swing was introduced to everyday language when Duke Ellington wrote the song "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing." It was written as a tribute to trumpeter Bubber Miley, who was dying of tuberculosis at the time. The song was recorded in early 1932, and Ellington's new female singer, Ivy Anderson, helped make it a big hit. Here's Ivy and Ellington with three songs: Sammy Kahn's Shoeshine Boy, Gus Kahn's All God's Children Got Rhythm, and the Ellington original Alabama Home.
Ha ha ha! shine, shine, shoe shine, boy. People look at you with scorn, cause your clothes are torn and worn, still you never whine. You keep walking up and down the street, pleading with each one you meet, brother, can you spare a shine? Shoe shine, boy, soon the day will come. Shoe shine, boy, soon the tune you hum. Every nickel helps a lot. So shine, shine, shoe shine, boy.
I'll chase the flies
some barley with their corn. They love it so, I know, they'll pluck for luck each morn.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz happening. Jack Teagarden, one of the greatest trombonists in jazz history, was born in 1905 in Vernon, Texas. He was from a very musical family. His father was a brass band leader and trumpet player. His mother was a movie theater pianist, and three siblings also became professional musicians. Teagarden started playing the trombone at 7. He was a singer and trombonist in many bands in the 1920s and 30s, including Ben Pollock, Wingy Minone, and Paul Whiteman. He started his own swing orchestra in 1938, but it was not a commercial success. Teagarden joined Louis Armstrong's All-Stars for 5 years and led several more bands until he passed away suddenly in 1964 from pneumonia. Let's start this last set with Willie the Lion Smith's Rippling Waters. Jack singing, It's 100-1, and Gene Arnold with the Hoagy Carmichael song, That's Right, I'm Wrong.
Thank you. It's 100 to 1, I'm in love. It's 100 to 2 that it's you. It's 100 to 3, what a lucky boy I'll be when you're in my arms with all your loving charms. It's 100 to 4, there'll be more. It's 100 to 5, love's arrived. It's 106 and 7 that I'm on my way to heaven. It's 100 to 1, I'm in love.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.